This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Once again, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're coming to you from the floor of SHOT Show 2020. And I'm sitting across from a young man, and he's at a place where they got a brand new bag. Yep. Things have changed. I'm talking to Scott Lambin. I'm talking to Scott Lambin. I've said your name 1,000,006 times, and I have to mess it up during the intro. Everybody Scott does. Lambin from High Threat Concealment. How you doing?
I'm well. Yeah? I'm well. Yeah.
So, things have changed.
They have. They have changed for the better.
High Threat Concealment is known for having these belt systems that disappear under a sport coat and yet can carry enough stuff to do a whole bunch of social work. Yeah,
absolutely. I appreciate having me on. First off,
yes.
Our flagship, way forward is pretty easy concept. I mean, keep all of your mission essential equipment on your person, on your body, and still look like you're just there to party.
Everyday joke you public, yeah.
That's right. That's
but
right.
You are there to party, figuratively, either way you want to go.
Yep,
depending. You can have it either way you want to go.
That's right.
So, for those who may be running around and, I know you don't want to go into details, but there's some people that live off of past reputation.
That's right.
That's all in the past. That's all in the rearview mirror, yeah?
It's all in the rearview mirror. Far behind us in the rearview mirror. As we see often in this in our industry, from excuse me, virtually any facet, you have changing of the guard, you have a different way forward, right? Though products don't change, and if they do, sometimes they change for the worst,
right?
But I think that is from that ebb and flow standpoint of somebody new coming in with ideas, and those ideas don't really work out to that company vision or that brand recognition and loyalty that it's been known for. And then you have some that you change for the better, right?
I mean, with High Threat Concealment, there was a point where it was really, really high.
Yep.
And then it cratered.
Now
you guys are pulling it back out of the crater.
We're on the mend. It's been a very tumultuous road. It's from reputation. There was wrongs that weren't righted. There was many things. We can go down that rabbit hole deeper and deeper, Bill, but, nonetheless.
Don't need to.
We don't.
The main thing is that the thing about the High Threat Concealment rig, I started looking at stuff like that when G-Code was a sponsor of mine.
Okay.
And the idea of having a belt system versus going and looking for, a chest rig system or some sort of thing that, it converts into something else. Just having a belt system and throwing it in a bag that you can put on and you pull out your primary and you're ready to go. That appeals to me. I like that.
Well, it's modularity, right?
Yeah.
It's modularity and perspective for hard-end users that, we know that LPS or that QRS or any number of our product lines, it's not for everybody, right? Just like, we'd all be, as manufacturers, as product and service providers, that all exhibitors on this floor, we'd all be fooling ourselves if we thought that we are a one-stop shop, we appeal to everybody. Like, if there's, and when I was teaching people, how to shoot, I would always lead with a class with saying, hey, this isn't the way, it's a way.
A way, yeah.
It's a way to be more efficient.
You read my mind on that one.
It's a way to be more efficient and more effective in whatever it is that you're doing, And so in HTC, and that's kind of the vision that I had for the company when I got into it, about 27 months ago, is like, the company in itself has got stuck in a rut because, they had a contract right off the bat with a federal law enforcement agency that leaned heavily on contractors, that there was a gap in the market. With reference to, the belt system. There was a gap in the market, the vision on that was like, okay, it wasn't like a capitalistic standpoint, because I was there when it was developed.
Right.
I was overseas when the product was developed, and we've told the story a million times. And now what? Right? Like, so the gap in the market was there. I was one of the ones saying, like, what the hell are we going to do? Like, you want us to do a job, but you can't, the logistical train that is government procurement can't get us what we need.
Right.
Because there was nothing out there.
Right.
So to your point about, piecemeal and chest rigs and clipping things on to molly straps and all these things, right, Bill, like that was the hinge pin on how we looked when we did our job. Right. So again, going back to the vision, all right, check box number one. Did it in a Connex box, like they developed it. Awesome. All right, that was where the vision was, or the product was born. That customer, right, if you will, or that group of end users was like, okay, we need this. This is awesome. We want to sign a contract with you. And that is, I think, where the company plateaued. All right, just because this group of people loved it and still do.
Right.
And still do.
Right.
Now they're at the height. Right, they tried many things to diversify, to break out other things, but it was all, and I reference it all the time when I talk to people, it was all vaporware, right? It was lip service. Like, yes, we need it, we identify it, but we can't do it. Why can't we do it? Well, just because this person has it, or these people have it, and that's good enough for us. Well, I'm not. So I came in and I'm like, this isn't good enough. Like, we need to make this thing better. So what we've done is we've taken the existing product line, we've expanded it, and we've made our tooling and our process more efficient, more precise, and still kept the same raw materials as always before. Another difference or another thing that manufacturers face a lot of the time is changing of those raw materials to decrease costs.
Right.
But we have not done that.
That's always a thing going on. Now, just to give a little bit of clarity, you were talking about LPS, and that's the drama of live radio, right. There, Scott. When the phone calls, when the phone calls start happening.
That's right.
LPS is a low profile system with the right clothes and everything else. You can put this on. You can have everything but the kitchen sink, and nobody knows, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Then QRS, quick response system. This is the one you wear when you just don't care. And that's where you want to be. That's what you want to do, right?
That's right. That's right. The QRS is, I often refer to it as the 2004 kit. It's an extension of your 2004 kit. You have your plate carriers or your high pro body armor on.
Right.
Your primary weapon system is out. You're not trying to conceal that, and your QRS is just it's a quick response. You need it, put it on, or you just put it on and leave it on. It's still low profile, but not.
It's more of a war belt type thing.
Yeah. It's like the quintessential air
force. But it's still modular. It can actually come apart and have how many different pieces?
QRS, it's four pieces. Four or five pieces, depending on what you have. Which
all right. We're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to talk about let's talk a little bit about LPS, where that application would fall in, a little bit about QRS, where that application would fall in, and then the components themselves, how you can mix and match it and sort of have it your way.
Yep.
Sort of like Burger King for tactical belt systems.
Or Legos.
Legos. How do they find High Threat Concealment?
Just highthreatconcealment.com and social media is Facebook and Instagram at High Threat Concealment. All one word.
This is a belt system that is for people that like to carry what I call the Antifa welcome wagon bag. This will make your bag smaller and you don't have to leave anything at home.
That's right.
And that's the beauty of it, and that's why I thoroughly, this kind of system for me is the way I want to go, because I don't like to carry a big Antifa welcome wagon bag.
There you go.
And I finally get back to my belt system.
There you go.
And we're just... I'm going to tell you all the ins and outs of that, but for everybody that thinks of High Threat Concealment, it's a brand new day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What? lead the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. On the floor at SHOT Show 2020, talking to a young man who's turning the company around. I mean, the changes he has made in it already are sort of astonishing. But once again, Scott Lambin from High Threat Concealment. Let's talk a little bit what you some of the things you changed in the company besides just taking it over.
Wow, you talk about going down a rabbit hole. You know,
let's talk about all the stuff you do in-house.
Right, so in-house, you know, something as part of the executive management team, and you know, anybody's listening that's part of it, or part of one rather, you know that you come into something new, and the first thing you do is you evaluate your, you know, you evaluate your bottom line, you evaluate your margins, you evaluate your process, you know, from raw goods to, you know, to finished product. And there's one thing that I couldn't necessarily, I couldn't find a flaw per se with our raw goods and our process.
Right.
Our equipment is made out of a thermoplastic called Bolteron. It wields a much higher acrylic content. It, you know, it doesn't lose its form under
any.
I'm not gonna say any, right? Because it's still plastic. You know,
right, but I mean, somebody's gonna have to be like at a nuclear testing site just about,
well,
right?
I mean, it's formed at over 300 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you know, do the math on that. You know, you take this equipment to, you know, places where myself and many, many, many other people have been working. You know, it doesn't get 300 degrees, but it does get over the hundreds, right? So it doesn't lose its form there. So didn't see a problem with that. So, you know, from our binding posts to our rivets to our screws, everything is coated with, you know, with black oxide.
Right.
Withstands salt bath. And, you know, so therefore for our, you know, for our maritime brethren that like to swim around in oceans and, you know, do those things,
yep.
You know, it greatly reduces the ability or the likelihood of corrosion, right? What that acrylic content in the Bolteron does also is it's much more resistant to abrasions, cracks. Again, it's plastic, right? Extreme hard use or abuse, it's going to fail, you know. And again, going back to everybody that's on this floor, I don't think anybody has an indestructible product. But back to your question, in house, I couldn't find anything that we could really scale back on for sheer lack of other terms. But what I did find was, you know, there was a little more that we could run significantly leaner with the same efficiency. And, you know, when we started there, unfortunately, you know, so we cut our production staff by 2/3 and, you know, kept our lead times. They were a little high. They were a little longer than normal.
Right.
And when I say normal, I mean a 14 to 21 day what was published. But in all actuality, you know, our customer service team were fielding more complaints that turned almost hostile because of the bedside manner, again, so to speak,
right,
for better terms, from before, is like giving excuses like, you know, oh, well, you know, we can't finish your holster because the gun's out for repair. Or just not leading with integrity, not leading with open and transparency. And that was priority number one for me is, you know, I guess not convincing, but just being, again, transparent with my team, saying you can be transparent with our customer base.
Right.
It's appreciated rather than getting smoke blown. And that was the main case. So we cut our workforce, like I said, by 2/3, and so we're still running extremely lean and running with about the same efficiency.
Right.
I haven't had to make a difficult phone call to any of our customers, whether it be government, consumer, or the like, explaining to them that we are unable to hit our quoted lead time. We are open and honest and transparent with some of our big orders that come in is hey, you know, if you know, we've got to be smart and strategic in how we schedule our production process.
Okay.
You know, and we leave that door open, and 9 out of 10 times, Bill, it's all right, well, just let us know. Customers have, again, we've talked to people and continue to talk to people and continue to take that pulse of how are we doing? Like, we're, you know, the honesty is 180 degrees from where it was. And so that was the biggest in-house thing. Aside from that is kind of instilling, I guess, into our team that it's okay with being uncomfortable.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, you come in with a whole different value set. It's hard to take somebody from something they've been doing and saying it's okay, we're going to do it right.
Right.
And that learning how to be right is sometimes it's harder. It's a longer process. But We got a little bit of time left. Let's real quick. Let's talk LPS. Tell me the strengths of the LPS system.
So the strengths of the LPS system is we kind of touched on it. One, it's modularity, and two, the concealability, yet having everything you need to do your job around your waist. You don't need to weave a belt from, you know, the LPS to your belt loops to the LPS to the belt loops like before. We have a two-belt system.
Right. Inner, outer.
Inner belt system, which is, you know, it's a loop Velcro, and then the outer belt system that your LPS weaves is attached to is a hook system. So
right.
There's no more, you know, we unbuckle the Cobra buckle or unbuckle your shackle and take your LPS off, go to your down room, and then when you need to put it back on, you don it and go.
QRS.
QRS is
this
is
a quick response system. This is when things are really turned bad and you got to be worse.
It is. And so, and I'm excited about the QRS because, you know, not doing what I used to do, like that is the belt that I run all the time because
right.
my need for it is going on the range. It's MOLLE compatible. We went away from the PALS grid cut, so to speak, and we went back to the MOLLE grid.
Okay.
And we've done that because we identify flaws with the PALS. What are you getting more out of the PALS than the MOLLE? Again, other than it's new, right? Or newer. Does it better for you?
Some MOLLE systems are more equal than others, yeah.
Right, they are.
Yours is laser cut, right?
They used to be.
Okay.
We went back to the traditional.
Okay.
One inch bar tacked, and it's stronger than our laser cut.
Okay. Okay.
And so that was my big thing because, you know, I came in, I'm like, I'm kind of excited about the laser cut. However, if I take my index finger and rip.
Something like that, though, is sort of a trendy item to have, isn't it?
If
somebody says laser cut and you're all like, laser cut, I want one of them. And so it becomes a monkey see, monkey do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, well, not in all instances. For example, I'm gonna shamelessly mention a couple of good friends of ours, S&S Precision and Matt Bach.
Right.
They have the laser cutting process down pat, but it goes into the materials.
Right.
Right? If we laser cut typical Cordura without a reinforced backing, I mean, there's a chance it's going to fail this week.
Anyway, you'll be hearing more about high-threat concealment in the coming days and weeks. Thank you very much for joining me, young man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Clint Smith from Thunder Ranch.
Oh, hang out with that one.
Okay. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new Middle East peace plan at the White House. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday.
Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future. And governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy.
The bodies of all 9 victims who died when Kobe Bryant's helicopter crashed are now recovered. The LA Times says the Los Angeles County coroner confirms all of the remains have been removed from the wrecked helicopter. And Wall Street is rebounding after Monday's bad day. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 187 points to finish at 28,723. The S&P improved by 33 points, and the NASDAQ was up 130 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. On the floor at SHOT Show. One of the things that SHOT Show does is where the new products are being debuted. Some are in development, some are out there right now today. But this is where everybody begins to get that germ of the interest from it. And every, you know, the last time I saw it in a movie, I saw it in a movie Red, where they had this contraption. It had a Glock set up to it, and it would peer around a corner, and they could see on a video camera what was peering around the corner. I don't know how much those cost. I was never really crazed to have one, though. So now we enter this. I have Celeste and I have William from Gun Eye. And Gun Eye is a weapons-mounted camera, mounts on the accessory rail, and it has a web app. It has an HD camera, and you can just look at it on your phone. All right. Which one of you, who's got the bigger brain? Who yeah. came up with this?
I'm the actual inventor, Bill.
Okay.
We came up with this about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And developed it since then. Basically, it does three different things. It's a high def smart camera mounted on your gun, records any incident, including audio and video. It also has built-in infrared night vision using the latest Osram 950 IRs that are undetectable to the human eye. But thirdly, the most important thing is when you first turn it on, it will automatically start an app on your smart device with a live stream with almost zero latency.
Now, is it recording automatically?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And what it allows you to do is instead of using your primary iron sights, it'll let you use our secondary sighting system, which is a crosshair over top of that live stream on your smart device. So you can then take the barrel of your handgun, put it around the corner or over a wall or under a car or whatever, and instead of looking down the iron sights, use the crosshairs on your smart device, keeping you safely behind cover.
You can calibrate that sight picture to where you're actually on target, so you'd have to go to the range and zero it in.
Yeah, you still have to zero it in. Yeah, you would calibrate the windage and elevation actually on the app. What it does is it moves the entire video block underneath the...
Okay. Now, the first thing I think about this is with the advent of body cameras with police officers, that was primarily put in place to protect, as far as I'm concerned, protect police officers so that when they're involved in a shooting in the commission of their job, that they, you know, they can determine whether or not that was within whatever the department parameters were. For the home defender, though, this sort of adds a level to their defense. This is almost like a defensive tool in a way. In addition to being a tactical tool, it's sort of multifaceted.
That is correct.
Have you guys discussed putting this out there with some of these companies that provide legal defense for people involved in self-defense shootings?
Yesterday, we met with the United States Concealed Carry Insurance.
USCCA.
USCCA, and we talked about the partnership side of it.
Right.
As a member, and using their resources, too, as well as for the training side.
Right.
And so in the very near future, we are actually looking at a partnership with them.
I could see that seems like your technology made it up with that kind of a service seems like sort of a natural to me, simply because one of the caveats for them is you can't have broken the law. And the determination, who's going to make that determination? But with this determination made, it's already been done before this happens. You know, as soon as it happens, the only thing that would be better would be if you could transmit that video to them immediately right after it was recorded. And you probably have thought about that too, haven't you?
Well, I mean, it is going to a smart device, and there is all those different technologies already out there. I mean, you have the Twitch streaming platforms.
Right, right.
I mean, there's many different things that you can do with a smart device.
What's the format that it records into? A pretty small one with an MP4, .mmv?
I believe it's an MP4. Yes.
Okay, so it's small and it's easy to email or easy to transmit if you had to do it.
That is correct.
But then the other thing that comes up for me is the ability to not have to break cover. So now we're going from the legal to the technical side. Who have you spoken to about that particular little ditty? Law enforcement? Anybody in the military?
Actually, right now our marketing side is strictly home protection.
Okay.
Protection, self carry. We do know right when we get back from the show that we do have a LE element that we have to delve into real quick. It just seems to be a natural fit, too. So we might be doing some adaptation to that product now. But our first shot is consumer home base.
Well, yeah, and that's going to be where the money's going to be. I mean, there's going to be more applications for that. Because I think if you listen to the CDC, there's 6,900 defensive gun uses per day.
And we're from Florida, too, so yeah, we have the castle law, so it really fits in. I mean, if you can justify it without having to go to court and battle with an expensive lawyer...
Yeah, we have castle doctrine in South Carolina as well. Now, that's where you can be anywhere you can legally be and legally defend yourself, and you don't have any duty to retreat, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, this is 4 years in the making, and it's just now coming to fruition. I guess there was a lot of...
Well, we wanted to...
I mean, this has to withstand the shock of a gun going off.
Yes. We're using an underlay technology for all the electronics to hold it in place. So
right.
It won't come loose during that. Plus, it's using a solid-state camera, so on and so forth.
I do a lot of camera apps where I use my smartphone as, like, the remote viewing device for wherever the camera's... And the latency on those applications is horrendous. Like, I could do like this and then sit down and then later on I'll be looking at the screen and be like, then I sit down. You have no latency. You have zero latency. It's moving with you.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well,
is that a trade secret? We don't need to talk about that?
We are using a specific product developer who specializes in the miniaturization of electronics.
Okay.
And we are in a very techie corridor in Florida.
Yeah.
Where we have Northrop Grumman, Harris, SpaceX, and we have that ability with these engineers to get knee-deep.
So this will work on any Picatinny rail or any accessory rail?
Any accessory, lever, etc.
How much does it weigh when it's not mounted on it?
A little over an ounce.
Yeah. Now, I didn't ask this, but is it like any of these ports or any of these flashlights?
No, it's all IRs.
IRs?
The center port is...
But that's so you can see what you're recording, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, the camera detects the IR wavelength and projects it onto your smart device.
Gotcha.
You can see in the dark. What we're trying to do is...
So you can see in the dark.
Right.
So, like, if I'm looking in a dark shadow and I've been hearing sounds, I can just pull my weapon up, look at my phone, and see if there's a bad guy there.
Correct. So
okay.
You can scan a pitch black room and see everything.
This is getting better and better.
Right.
So... Did you tell me how much it weighed? I went off on a tangent there.
A little over an ounce.
So, really, so then the next thing is going to be...
anything.
The next thing is going to be... look at... The next thing is going to be... This is live radio. This happens on live radio. The next thing is going to be holster makers. Have you guys talked to any holster makers? I mean, with the light holsters that they make out there.
Yes, I have had the pleasure of speaking with about three of them.
Right.
And we will be coordinating a holster with a trigger switch.
Right.
So we should initiate the app even sooner. Yeah. Yep.
And does it activate when you if you go on the trigger with it? Does it activate the camera automatically? Right. Now with the, if the camera and it activates the app on the phone.
Correct. The app auto starts at least with Android.
And then as soon as it auto starts, then it starts recording. So I don't even have to have my phone on if I'm pulling going guns out.
And the infrared also is light detecting, so you don't have to switch into a night mode. If it's dark enough, it'll automatically switch on the IRs and give you that night vision.
I'm about to throw my smartphone across the way.
A full plate there?
I think you get, well, a really good plate. I thank you for your patience. Get my card, and I want you guys to contact me when this comes out. We'll talk about it again. Can we do that? GunEye. GunEye.com?
Yes. Got a presentation video up there on the website.
GunEye.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Still at SHOT Show 2020. Just listening when I had the Sarco guys on, Joe Chambers at Chambers Custom Guns had a meet and greet last night. I met the Sarco guys at the meet and greet, and I met my next guest at the meet and greet. You are a local. Her name is BB Noise, and why do they call you the machine gun lady?
I've been doing machine gun things for over 10 years.
What's the name of the business you run out of?
Machine Guns Vegas. Outdoor wing of that program.
Is that over there towards Circus Circus?
It's across the road from Treasure Island.
Oh, so you just right behind where I'm staying?
Right, but I run the outdoor aspect out in the desert.
So when I was having these sleepless nights, I could have come over there and gotten myself a little bit of a lead-slinging therapy?
Or you could have just had a drink. I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, I could have done that too, but I've become sort of a lightweight, BB. Tell me how now. Vegas had a really, really horrific incident in the recent future. No need to go back over that. What was the effect for you and your business and just the gun community in Las Vegas as a whole?
Well, it was terrible, and we have a lot of foreign guests, right? So 90% of our target demographic has never shot a gun.
Right.
So some of them didn't want to go out, of course, and participate in a recreational activity, but we recovered.
Well, the thing. I'm still a little mystified by what happened with that one myself, but out here, that kind of thing, I've seen people that, you know, they'll be like doing a video. I'm heading out to Vegas now. I've never shot a gun. I'm going to go to Machine Guns Vegas. They get out there and they hook up the 50 cal, and it's always the big fire blast coming off there. And they're like, wow, did you see that? They don't know if they hit anything or anything. It's really just for them to feel it, isn't it?
Well, the machine gun tourism out here has been absolutely remarkable.
Yeah.
When I first came here, there was only really like two, three places to go. And it was crazy. It was 3-4 hour wait lines. I mean, everyone wanted to shoot machine guns. And it was another thing that people could do to get out of the casino for a minute. And it was so cool. We expanded our outdoor program So people could shoot the Barrett and the Madus and do some Tannerite and blow up cars.
Yeah.
So the outdoor market has been really wonderful because people wanted a longer excursion for their money.
I know this is going to sound stupid, but like after you blow up a car, do you have to go out to the junkyard and get a new car to blow up? Do you have to take that car, modify it, and hold X amount of Tannerite and everything else so you can blow it up?
Well, you certainly want to drop the tank because,
right,
you know, the EPA wouldn't know whether to crap or go blind with all that gasoline. So there's a couple of things that you have to do to prep.
I would imagine that would be a mistake you'd only make once. Anyway.
Right. Well, you don't want to do that. It's bad for the water table.
Yes. Yes.
Sure. So, as usual, the machine gun people are the environmentalists.
Well, you know, when you're talking about this business like it's a regular business that you see everywhere, that you realize there's really not too many analogs out there in the United States where there's a facility like yours, right?
Well, maybe I've just been indoctrinated.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's every day for you, right? I mean, that's just your normal day-to-day.
Right. You know, and we're more like camp counselors. What we do is we pick the guests up, and we get guests from all over the world.
Sure.
And even Americans, because they want to try Barrett, we have a lot of nice flat space. So we even do get a lot of gun owners that want to do the Barrett because they may live in a heavily wooded area, such as like Maine or New Hampshire or whatever. So we have that flat desert space where they can enjoy larger caliber rifles.
Yeah, well, the Barrett, you definitely want to have a little bit of a backdrop for that one, don't you?
Sure.
How many Asian people do you have coming in? Because, I mean, they have a really stiff gun control regime over there.
Right. So we do get a lot of folks from the People's Republic of China.
Okay. Japan?
The old PRC. Not as many Japanese as we used to.
Really?
But we do get a lot of folks from Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong, you know. And they love it. And I didn't realize this for so long, but they were obsessed with their pictures, you know. And, you know, we just always kind of like, well, okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. But then somebody told me they don't have social media over there. They don't have Facebook or Instagram. They have their own People's Republic of China social media. So all they get to take home with them from that trip is those pictures. That's
physical,
it.
Physical
pictures. That's right. And then this administration, so you used to be able to throw a grenade and hit 40 people from mainland China, right? But now this administration has limited the amount of cash that they can bring in because our president
from the PRC.
That's right, because they had accused them of inflating their dollar. Because the pound is down, the euro's down. So the only dollar left was the Chinese, and it was still very strong. And also, this administration is only approving, from what I hear, 1/3 of new travel visas. So 1 out of 3 of new travel visas from there is being approved. So that the market has changed. More and more Americans are now going abroad because it's financially easier with the pound and euro being down.
Yeah, I know. I was stationed over in Germany when a dollar would buy 4 D-marks.
Right.
There were privates driving Porsches over there.
Right, exactly.
So how many people come there from overseas that want to shoot the movie guns? Like the Beretta, like John McClane and the
Desert Eagle.
The Desert Eagle, the 44 Magnum, like Dirty Harry.
They want to shoot a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. That's all they care about.
That's it.
They want to shoot the Barrett because it's huge in video games.
The biggest thing they can find.
They want to shoot the Desert Eagle and they want to shoot the M60. We run a ton of 60, E3 and E6 variants. So I'm a big M60 lady.
I've been out of the military since 1990. Now, there was one M60 when I was in. It was the Hoss.
Yeah.
That's what we called it, the Hoss.
Right.
There was no E1, are they lighter weight now?
Well, okay, so when I say E1, E3, that's the original non-pig, okay?
Okay.
And then the E6, they made them shorter, sexier. They've got a grip on the front end, shorter barrel.
Sexy.
So they made them a little bit more tactical, and they lightened it up somewhat. Not significantly, but it is maybe shaved a few pounds off from the original variant.
Do you guys have a little cottage industry for the foreign folks to do their pictures for them and everything going on? Where you step right up, you know?
So, yeah, we do. And they are always allowed to take pictures with the guns. It is so important to them, picture and video.
Well, let's see. For somebody that's never done it, it's a really gigantic experience, isn't it?
It's huge. It's a bucket list.
Yeah.
It's a bucket list thing. And then all of our packages come with Tannerite as well. So, they just love it. You know, I've had the same guests with me, return guests, for over 10 years.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
So I was a soldier in the 90s, you know, nothing sexy. And then I got out and I became a welder, right? And then I came in on the antique restoration end of machine guns,
okay,
which is how I know Dave from Sarco and all the old Knob Creek guys. And I'm not saying like old in age, but that have been in Knob Creek for, you know, 20, 30 years.
So
I came in on the antique restoration and somebody gave me a job here in town, and they said, well, we don't hire women, but we hire welders. And I said, well, good thing I'm a welder. You know, this is back, you know, a long time ago. Anyway, so they gave me a job, and I was just welding up kit guns for them. You know, they're Class 3 Type 7 license. And then they taught me how to safely process the tourists and the first-time shooters.
Gotcha.
So I still do some welding, but mostly my focus now is tourism. We run three times a day. So we run three machine gun tours 7 days a week.
Now, for some reason, I can picture you as a machine gun lady. I'm having a really hard time just picturing you go, you know, setting up your torch and throwing on your big helmet. Do you have a big helmet with, like, teeth coming off of it and everything?
No, nothing
crazy like that.
No, I do have an auto helmet because, you know, I got my first auto lid back in 2004 when they,
what
you
is
know,
an
they
auto
first,
lid?
Where it automatically dims the light, right?
In, whoa, for we're talking high-tech stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
It was some high-tech. We thought that we were rich. Because they were like $200.
Do you look like an astronaut when you're welding?
Yeah.
And then you go off there and you take pictures of people when they're shooting. I find that splendid, and I'm sort of curious, just thinking out loud myself, why SHOT Show doesn't do something with you when everybody's in town. But
it's crazy. It's so hard to organize an event.
Right.
You know, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
But we do get a lot of folks that have their parties and all that out there. But we would love for you and Shirley to come out and have an experience.
You think she would like to shoot an M2 50 caliber machine gun?
No, she'd probably like to shoot MP5 and M60.
Oh, okay.
I mean, everybody'd love the M2. It's, you know,
the
it's MP5, cruiser.
The MP5 is just, you can just sort of yawn while you're shooting that.
Yeah.
There's no recoil, right?
Yeah. It's a go-to for a lot of people. They like it. It's nice, easy.
I'm going to give you my card. This has been delightful, and
Thank
I want you to stay in touch with me, and maybe we can try to plan something for next SHOT Show when we're... I'm not going to go to the other building. I'm going to go to Machine Guns Vegas. How do they find Machine Guns Vegas?
So we have, of course, tons of social media. We all live and die by social media now, right?
Right.
Machine Guns Vegas is on Instagram, Facebook, you know, whatever. And then Machine Gun BB, that's me. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook as well.
I want to thank you for taking me up on my invitation to come and sit on front of that mic there, young lady.
Appreciate your hospitality. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much.
Yes, ma'am. Machine Guns Vegas, BB, Machine Gun BB.
Thank you.
Crazy stuff. I'm just waiting on the bump music to come now. There it is. I almost had that time perfectly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.